ICE prepares massive new operation in Boston. Immigrant communities on high alert. The U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, is planning a second wave of operations in the Boston area, according to Acting Director Todd Lyons. 3 months after the notable intervention by federal agents in East Boston, which resulted in multiple arrests, ICE confirms that January's operation was merely the first phase. In an interview with the Boston Herald reported by NBC 10, Lyons justified the return of federal agents by stating that the situation in the state remained concerning. The last operation showed that ICE needs to be present in the Commonwealth, he declared. The numbers are simply staggering, added the former ICE regional director in Boston. He also disclosed that this new initiative would involve close coordination with several federal agencies, including the FBI, Department of Homeland Security, DHS, and the Office of Massachusetts Federal Prosecutor Leah Foley. The primary focus this time would be combating fentanyl trafficking, he revealed. This drug is a weapon of mass destruction that we find in both Wellesley and Dorchester, he emphasized. It represents a serious threat to public safety. Why wouldn't we want to eliminate this threat from our communities? Questioned ICE's acting director. Since January's intervention, several incidents have rekindled fears within the region's immigrant communities. The controversial arrest of Rumaysa Ozturk, a foreign student from Tufts University, detained in Somerville streets on March 25, has particularly drawn media attention and sparked numerous reactions, NBC 10 reported. Currently, ICE has not provided any official information about the date and locations targeted by this new series of arrests. However, the acting director's statements confirm an increased federal presence in the state, which will undoubtedly fuel anxiety among vulnerable populations. During the first major operation by immigration and customs agents in Boston, over 300 people were arrested. They were accused without evidence of belonging to criminal groups, allegations refuted by local media, which reported that the vast majority of apprehended immigrants had no criminal record. ICE operations faced strong criticism from community leaders and local and regional government representatives, who condemned the Trump administration's approach as harassment of immigrants. For several years, Boston has ranked among the safest and most secure cities in the United States. Immigrants are also recognized as having committed the fewest crimes. However, these statistics mean absolutely nothing to the Trump administration, which has made immigrant deportation its main battleground. Source of quotes: Todd Lyons' statements collected by the Boston Herald, April 25, 2025.